So let's review. Our shir begins with the Gemara citing the Brice in the previous daf. Omamar, Bein kach ubein kach lo yivol. Lo yiberev Shabbos, v'lo yiberev Matzah Shabbos. The initial bia shall not be performed on Leil Shabbos, Friday night, or Matzah Shabbos. The Gemara explains the reasons. Bishleim be'erev Shabbos mishum chabura. Friday night the problem is because during bia b'tchila, one is meitzi dam besulim, releases blood, which is possibly considered making a chabura, a wound, which is prohibited on Shabbos. The Gemara soon elaborates on this issue. El b'matzah Shabbos amayloi, matzah Shabbos, the problem is a gzera of shemi yishchit ben oif, as Rashi adds. B'Shabbos litzarech matzah Shabbos, shehi tarid v'yishkach shu Shabbos. In his haste to prepare the wedding suda, he might forget and begin preparing it on Shabbos by shechting a bird, which is a malacha d'oraisa. The Gemara explains that the reason cannot be mishum cheshbonis, because cheshbonis shel mitzvah mutar l'chashev b'Shabbos. Although one is prohibited to work out weekday matters on Shabbos, it is permitted l'tzarech mitzvah. The Gemara continues and refers back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. B'sulam nesis liyem harvi, shepamayim b'Shabbos botei din en yeshivim bayaris, b'yem hasheni uveyem hachamishi. The wedding takes place on Wednesday. Ibay lehu. B'sulam nesis b'rvi, v'nevelis b'rvi, v'lecheshinon likuri daita. May the initial bia also take place on Wednesday? Although Bezin does not convene until the next day, we are not concerned that his anger will subside during such a short interval, or Besula Nisis Birvi Vinivelis Bechamishi Bechashin Likurudaita. The initial bia must take place later Wednesday night, which is halachically considered Thursday, because otherwise we are concerned that his anger might subside even during such a short interval. The Gemara answers that actually Loichashin Likurudaita. However, there is another reason to preferably wait for Leil Chamishi. The Tanei Bar Kapara, Besula Nisis Brevi, V'Nevelis B'Chamishi, Hoyl V'Nemer by Bracha L'Dagim. Because Birchas Pru Urvu, the blessing to multiply, was given to the fish on Yom Chamishi of creation, and Almana Nisis B'Chamishi, V'Nevelis B'Shishi, Hoyl V'Nemer by Bracha L'Adam. Because Birchas Pru Urvu was given to mankind on Yom Shishi of creation. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the following shaila. Ibay lehu, ma'o livel b'tchila b'Shabbos. May be'ilas mitzvah, the initial bia, be performed on Shabbos. The Gemara explains that there are two possible issues with bia b'tchila. Chabura, during bia b'tchila, one is meitzi dam besulim, releases the blood, which is possibly considered making a chabura, a wound, which is prohibited on Shabbos. Asiyas Pesach, during bia b'tchila, one is eisa pesach, creates an opening, which is possibly considered binyan, constructing, which is prohibited on Shabbos. However, the Gemara explains that there are several factors which determine whether it's forbidden. Regarding chabura, chabura is a malacha only when cutting into the tissue and releasing blood. Therefore, it depends how we view the dam besulim. Dam mifkat pakid? Is the dam besulim considered separated from the body tissue and contained, so to speak, in its own compartment, then releasing it is not considered a chabur and mutter? Or chibur mechaber, is the dam besulim considered absorbed in the body tissue, then releasing it is considered a chabur and aser? Here it splits into two versions, or two lines of reasoning based on the above shiloh. Ve'im timtzalei medam mifkad pakid, and releasing the dam is not a chabura, it depends on his kavanah. What does he intend to accomplish in removing the besulim by the initial bia? Ladam hu tzarech v'shari? Is his intention to release the dam, in which case it is mutter, because according to dam mifkad pakid, it is not a chabura? Or lepesach hu tzarech v'aser? Is his intention to create an opening, in which case it is aser because of binyan? V'im timtzalem ladam hu tzarech u'pesach memele kasi? The pesach is incidental and unintentional. It depends on whether halacha k'Rabbi Shimon de'ama davish imiskaven mutter or halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda de'ama davish imiskaven aser. Ve'im timtzalem halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, it will depend on whether mekalkel hu eats la pesach and it's mutter, or mesaken hu eats la pesach and it's aser. The Gemara now goes back to the other side of the first shaila. Ikadamri, ve'im timtzalem adam chabur mechaber, and releasing the dam is a chabura. It depends on his kavanah. Ladam hu tzarech v'aser? Is his intention to release the dam, in which case it is aser, because according to dam chabur mechaber, it is a chabura. The chabura is incidental and unintentional. It depends on whether halachic Reb Shimon, dama davishem miskaven mutter, or halachic Reb Yehuda, dama davishem miskaven is asa. V'imtim t'leima halachic Reb Yehuda, it depends on whether this chabur is considered a mekalkel b'chabur or a mesakim b'chaburhu. V'imtim t'leima mekalkel b'chaburhu, it depends on whether halachic Reb Yehuda, mekalkel b'chabur pater, like every mekalkel, or halachic Reb Shimon, mekalkel b'chabur chayiv. Although generally, kol mekalkel b'turin, Reb Shimon holds mekalkel b'chabur chayiv because chabur is inherently mekalkel. To summarize, asur livel b'tchila b'shabes mishum chabura, if we hold dam chabur mechaber, and ladam hu tzarech, or halacha Reb Yehuda del b'shem miskaven asur, and mesakem b'chaburahu, or halacha Reb Shimon mekalkel b'chabur chayiv. Or, also livel b'tchil b'shabes mishum Pesach, if we hold l'Pesach u'tzarech, or halacha Reb Yehuda del b'shem miskaven aser, and mesaken hu it's l'Pesach. Therefore, at this point, it remains unresolved whether mutter livel b'tchil b'shabes or aser livel b'tchil b'shabes, because of the many variables mentioned, and Rashi adds more combinations of the above variables. This discussion continues in the next daf.